B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Yes, Wednesday. You know what that means? We're one day away from the NFL draft. Wow. One day away from the NFL draft. Here it is, Wednesday, April 22nd, as we'll find out for real what the Eagles do, what's going on with the Birds. We have our thoughts. We've been talking about it all week. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun tomorrow. Everything's riding on it. Oh, I can't wait. I'm nervous as anything. I got like this nervous energy. They got to do right, man. They have to. Yesterday, we'll continue this tone of conversation. I was told I was being dismissive. And you know my answer is? Yeah. Yeah, I'm right. All right? They need one of the top three stud wide receivers. I don't care who said. Bill Parcells, go, hey, Cuz, come here. And I used to cover Parcells back in the day. I think he's one of the great, you know, football guys of all time, right? And he could say, Cuz, listen, you know, you got to go best available, trade back, or whatever you want to say. I go, Bill, get out. Beat it. There is one option. And by the way, did you see what kind of athlete that my boy Henry Ruggs III, did you check that was going around yesterday? And him skying on the basketball floor, jamming it. He's such a freakish athlete. And he's a football player. He's a receiver who can run, who can catch. He's an athlete. Not one of these track guys that aren't sports guys. Guys who just run. This guy's a football player, Henry Ruggs. They got to do what's right. And you can try all day today if you want and get out your strategies. But I'm a pig head. Trade up, trade up, trade up. Receiver all day long. Get Wentz his guy. This is for Carson. This is the draft for Carson. Did you see Gronk went back and coming out to play with Brady? Right? Guys get weapons. He's got Evans. He's got receivers all over the place. All right. And before you tell me, oh, look, they got Hurts. They need receivers. They need guys on the outside that will make Hurts better. How good is Gronk going to be when you got Evans and that crew? Come on, you got to help Carson out. Carson's standing on the corner. He's on the corner of his farm with a cup in his hand. And he's saying, I need a receiver. I need somebody to throw the ball to. That's more than 8 yards in front of me. Do the right thing, Howie. Do the only thing you can. Good morning, Junis.
What's going on? How about the Gronk stuff? To me, that's the most fascinating thing going on right now.
Right?
I'm pumped for the draft tomorrow, but I saw that alert. And I was like, this is fake, right? That's a fake Ian Rappaport tweet. That's a fake Schefter tweet. Then you see the blue check marks. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But yeah, you're right.
It made perfect sense.
I mean, Tom Brady now is, he was stacked already, right? With the two receivers they have in Tampa Bay. Now you also add Gronk, a year fresh off of not playing Gronk, some fresh legs. Now he's going to have to build some more, you know, some muscle, some more weight. But man, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense is going to be scary.
I mean, let's face it, right? He's got a good coach down there. Did you see, by the way, their odds went through the roof?
Yes.
Like, there was a run at the sports books on Buccaneer futures.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like the Cleveland Browns from last year. However, it's Tom Brady versus Baker Mayfield. So, like, it's even probably even more money this year. Everybody's going to go nuts on the Buccaneers.
Yeah, they're going to go crazy. And they get the new uniforms. They're back to the pewter and the gold. People are going to go nuts over the
Buccaneers. I'm sure there's Buccaneers jerseys going off the shelves
in
right
Tampa,
now.
They're going to go crazy.
There's going to be a lot of frauds this year. I can tell you that much.
Pewter and the gold. You know, sometimes when teams got that kind of height, they falter. You know that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of mentioned the Cleveland Browns, right? Like, they had so much hype last year. I don't think the Buccaneers go 7-9, but you know, I don't. There's no way. I don't see them winning the Super Bowl this year. But I might be crazy for saying that. I mean, that offense is just crazy.
I know. How about? I mean, how about it?
Makes the NFC a little more tough.
Listen, they had. I liked O.J. Howard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they had a good tight end and Cameron Brate, but. Now, my God, with that beast, year off, probably due for his body, you know?
Yeah, and a guy that has had so much run in his career because he's Brady's go-to guy, right? So he has a year off, and, oh, man, I don't know. He's going to be scary. Again, he has to put on some weight because he did lose a lot of playing weight. I mean, that was the initial reports, but I'm sure a freak like Gronk can put it back on soon.
Yeah, he will. No, you know him. I mean, just going to do a cycle. He'll be fine. He got to get, who's Brady's trainer again? That's what caused the riff of everybody, you know? Was Brady's trainer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Belichick was mad. What's his trainer's name? Santiago? What's his trainer's name? I'm thinking, I watched A Few Good Men. Maybe that's what I think. Santiago. But that's what.
Alejandro Alex Guerrero.
Guerrero, that's it, Alex Guerrero. He was there. Everybody wanted to do the Brady workout. And Belichick was mad about him not doing the team, working out with the team, but instead of working with Brady's guy. Brady's like a Svengali, you know that?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
You know, he's got that hold on people.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's the GOAT. Right?
Yeah, but even beyond
follow
that,
him.
Even beyond that, I think he puts spells on people.
You think so?
Yeah.
You will do what I say.
We gotta get Klecko on. I'm gonna text Klecko. Because I bet he's a Svengali for Tom. In fact, I always thought Peyton was, I don't say cooler, but like friendly. I thought he was better, like in that sense. Like,
oh, you're down to have a beer with Peyton. I don't you know.
But he loved Tom over Peyton. He was a TB. Dan was always a TB guy.
He's a TB12 guy?
Yeah, I got to get him.
I'm having a beer with Peyton. I think Tom would roll his eyes if I had a beer. He'd say it's too much carbs.
Klecko told the story that one day they were at camp. It was, you know, door camp. And they had it off. They went to the bar, right? So they're all the guys are sitting around the bar. Brady comes in. It's the offensive lineman. I mean, Danny was there, so maybe a couple backs, whatever. And Brady comes in. He puts like a couple $100 down on the bar to buy everybody beers. He grabs one, chugs it, and then walks out.
That's awesome.
That's kind of cool, right? Like, he walks in, puts, like, 300 down, 3 Franklins, drops it on the bar, chugs a beer, and walks out. I mean, I got to give him cool points for that. Right?
Yes, he 100% deserves cool points there. You're right.
So here's the deal. So we're going to talk all kinds of NFL drafts, and we'll get everybody's plan, You know, even the guys that yesterday you said was a dead giveaway when they went, my final mock is in.
Yeah, I was out on that.
Was that Don?
Yeah, Donald. No offense. Yeah. He sounded like a nice man.
Donald's a good guy. But Donald said his final draft was done. It's Donald Mock 4.0.
Yeah, it might be a 5.0 today.
I hated it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I did not like Donald's 4.0 draft.
Eagles made 18 trades. They picked all in the seventh round.
No, it was a big trade back guy and get all the, get this guy, get 30 picks. Just go get the stud receiver, all right? And then I'll worry about later in the draft grabbing myself maybe a back, maybe another receiver, maybe a linebacker, a safety.
Future center.
You know, whatever. I want the receiver. The receiver makes the difference. I said yesterday, so Polk calls in my argument. The cos math, A plus B equals, right? And I gave you the Wentz plus an outside receiver who's good equals a contender. Wentz plus what you saw last year equals nothing, right? That's the math. So linebacker and safety and backup set, future center, that's not going to make the difference you need. Not in the offense. And now's the time for you to get mad at me. And I accept it. I will accept it. I accept your anger. I accept all your insults. I accept all of it. And it has to do with the Ben Simmons story yesterday. The minute the story hit, and I'm reading from it, Twitter blows up, the text board blows up, phone lines. What is it about Ben Simmons that drives people insane? And why can't you have any patience? It's not like you didn't see him improve at all. He improved last year. He became more of an offensive force last year. But I got people I love that I conversate with all the time when it comes to sports. I respect, again, it's nothing to do with opinion and respecting opinion. This has to do with pure patience. Pure patience. Like my man, Anthony Hobson, right? And Judas, he says, we kill Iverson not taking practice seriously because it will help his team, but a dude who refused out of spite did not shoot, we say hell with it because we have a unique toy nobody else have. The worst player in the league, not afraid to shoot and fail. It's mind-blowing. And he's losing. I go, dude, who cares about nobody's talking about Iverson. A couple people back in the day, 20 years ago, who cares about that? Why? Why do you got to feel the need to rail on this kid?
Didn't Iverson also have like 7 or 8 years before he went to Denver?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Ben has had 2.5.
What's my point?
Relax.
My point is the end of that story was the best quote came from his trainer. And the best quote by Chris Johnson, he said, when Ben unlocks it, it's not just going to be threes. It's going to be mid-range. It's going to be all over the floor. That when he unlocks it, that's what's going to happen. And I believe it. I believe it. And I'm going to keep saying, And I know you're going to be mad at me, and you're going to call up, and you're going to yell at me, and we're going to do it all day long today, and I have no problem with it. Relax. Relax. Leave the kid alone. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Phone lines, how you join us? We got draft tomorrow night. We got a little Sixers. We'll dive into it all today. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on a chilly Wednesday. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Welcome back. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. So, did you hear the little reports, the whispers about Judy? Jerry Judy has a little bit of a knee scare, Judas.
Yeah. It's interesting that it's coming out 2 days and one day before the draft.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I buy it, but I don't know if it's going to be something that really makes him drop all that much. I mean, he was just fine in college last year, and apparently the initial surgery was in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I don't think it affects him that much.
No,
I don't. I want, again, Judy's like a stud, right? Like he's smooth as all get out. The way he runs his pattern, like he's just smooth. But I think Lamb can be phenomenal. We had a couple good callers yesterday pointed out that against the best cornerbacks in the Big 12, and you remember that's not exactly a great defensive conference,
right?
He got shut down. But I like Lamb, man. I think Lamb is phenomenal. Remember, Jalen Hurts is good. He's good at extending plays, but he's not an accurate thrower.
No, he's a perfect college quarterback.
Right, like I like his will. Like I'm a fan of I love Jalen Hurts. I'm going to tell you what I love about him. He took the whole Tua thing like a champ.
Yes,
man.
He did. Yes, he did.
And then when Tua got hurt, he came right back in and he played.
And he didn't miss a beat, really.
Right, and you know, I respect him. I root for him. He's a kid that I actually would draft late in the draft and see if I could do something with him. I mean, the problem is size.
Yeah, I don't know if he translates. I really don't.
He doesn't. The size is an issue. But I don't know. I think there's something. I said the same thing about Russell Wilson. I thought his size would hurt.
Right.
So, you know, I just like the kid's attitude. I love the kid's attitude.
Which I'm sure goes a long way, especially with, you know, guys that are going to be scouting him. Yeah, I mean, you can take a flyer on him. Somebody's going to draft him. He's going to get drafted.
I agree. But I love his attitude. That all said, CeeDee Lamb, if you're Wentz throwing a CeeDee Lamb, come on. Lamb for dinner, baby.
Do you think the Judy reports sort of scare somebody and Lamb goes first now out of the four wide receivers?
I'm afraid that Ruggs, here's my fear. I think Ruggs is getting steam. I think Ruggs is getting steam.
So you mean all that BS about him falling to 21 is truly BS?
I've been saying it. There's no way in the world he falls. No way in the world he falls to the Eagles. You got to trade up. Got to trade up. Have to. Come on, man. Seriously, you can't. There's no way in the world. No way in the world. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to Stan in Drexel Hill. Stan, the man, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, cuz? You know,
what's
I had
up,
to be
my brother?
I had to be the first one on this time, man. Listen, I got to tell you, because you're the only one I feel like I can talk to about this. I feel like with Eagles fans, Eagles Twitter, whatever you want to call it, the thing that bothers me the most is the fact that people got to talk themselves into these other guys. I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care to hear nothing they got to tell me about who I know. Jaws just said he thinks they're going to get, what's the kid's name? The boy Brandon from 21. So I'm like, no, bro, I don't want him. No, listen, I don't want none of these guys. Cause this is my problem with it, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but if these guys were so good, if these guys were so great and underrated, wouldn't they go higher? Wouldn't they be the guys mentioned before some of these other cats? And it's just like, even the bro. The bro was talking about how, you know.
I love the bro, but come on.
Yeah, right. And he's like, you know, oh, it's because it's not your pick. And it's like, I was saying to him, I'm like, bro, it's not even like that. It's the fact that it just seems that we never get the guy. We always got to talk ourselves into our guy, but we can never get the guy that we all
consensus. That goes back to the Pumphrey thing. Hey, you know, here's the thing about, and listen.
Oh, my God, Donald Pumphrey, Jesus.
It's great. It's great about, you know, it's a great forum, the Eagles Twitter and all this talk. But, Stan, you just got to trust yourself. Who cares about what the pro thinks about
football? No, it's not that.
Are you kidding me?
It's just what I'm saying is like the fact that people gotta they talking themselves into these other guys instead of like I feel like it should.
That's my point. You're right. My point is trust yourself.
Move up and get land.
Forget about all these other players. You know, nobody knows. I love Jaws to death. He doesn't know what they're gonna take.
True.
Listen, they gotta go up and they gotta do. You're right on. They gotta get up and trade anything short of moving up and getting one of those other guys, the top guys, is a failure.
If you're telling me you try to move up and nothing happens and you end up getting Jefferson or whoever, that's what, you know, I got to deal with it. There's nothing I can do about it. But if you're telling me there's an opportunity for you to move up and possibly do a trade with Arizona, do a trade with Carolina, whoever might be trying to move back, and you're telling me you can move up and grab CD Lamb, because Judy, I don't care about anything nobody got to say about that. You give me any one of those three, and I'm cool. My hands is up, and I'm like, that's fine. We ready. We lit. Let's get it popping. But I don't want to hear. I just, because you know what's about to happen, right? You're going to have a bunch of people calling in. They're going to tell you, you're not going to be there. We just need to trade back, or we need to do
something. I know. I hate it.
I'm telling you, I'll be ready to blow my brains out. And good luck to you, Ant. Good luck to you, Chunas, because you guys have to sit there and listen to all that for the next, you know, 4 or 5 hours. I appreciate you, but I just know I couldn't do it because that stuff just is sickening.
Listen, I'm a pig head. You know that. Like, I have my beliefs, and I believe I'm right.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Exactly. And to me, I don't want to trade back. I don't want the inferior talent.
Exactly.
Wentz needs the best guy. Get the best guy.
That's my point. If these guys were so great, if these guys that people keep talking themselves into, they're fearful that if they want it to happen, it's not going to happen, so they don't want to, you know, get hurt. It's like the whole thing about, oh, this team's not going to do anything anyway, so let me not be invested because I'm going to end up, you know, feeling like a sucker or something like that. And it's like, if these guys were as great as y'all saying they are, wouldn't they be the number one, number two, number three rated receiver? Why is it that these three guys who the consensus all say are the top three, why are they ahead of all these other guys? And you guys are saying that, oh no, well, he's the best kept secret. And this, and it's like, listen, I'm not saying you can't get great value, you know, from other places and guys come out of nowhere. It happens every year. I understand that completely. And everybody wants to be the one that said, I told you so. I get it. But come on. this receiver crop right now that you got in this lineup, this is the if you want to talk about a move up year, this is the ultimate move up year and get one of these weapons for
exactly,
my man Carson.
Exactly, because you got trade partners, people looking to do it. Stan, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, you too. Be safe, man. I mean, this is the perfect time to move up. Perfect time. You have trade partners. You got real weapons. Tunis.
Yeah, I mean that.
Hey, yuck! Come on.
It's just I don't know if like people want to like.
You know what it is?
I don't want to be insulting, but I think people want to be the smartest guy in the room.
Well, there's some of that.
So it's like, oh, well, here's the thing. I know that this guy will be an absolute stud in the second round, so you might as well trade back so you can get more capital because you gave up picks to get Darius. And it's like, yeah, you can do that, or you can get the surefire lock.
Right. There's a part of people by trying to be... I want to give you like more a lesser-known player... Right, like, look at Ayuk, right? Like, we had Herman Edwards on, I don't know, 3 months ago, and I brought him up to him. He's like, yeah, man, he's going to be a player, this and that. And, like, to me, and I watched them, it's a Pac-12 guy.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun to watch last couple of years.
They are. But I look at him, I go, look, he's a guy, third round. First round? No way. If I want to stay and draft him when I can trade up, I mean, you got to trade up. I mean, seriously, I want a linebacker and a backup center and another running back and multiple receivers too. But if you can get the weapon, the stud weapon, who cares about those other positions right now?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in this city, or maybe it's all over the place, I don't know. I'm not listening to Chicago sports radio, but people are afraid to give up picks. They really are in all sport. I mean, how many times have you heard don't trade this, don't trade that? And it happens all the time. And I don't know if it's just Philly. I don't know if it's all over the place, but I don't know. Like, yeah, you could wait at 25 or 21 and draft one of the fourth or fifth wide receivers, or you could trade back in hopes that this guy turns into something. But when you know, well, for the most part, that you know that one of these guys is a lock, like Henry Ruggs or CeeDee Lamb, why are you afraid? Like, if you can get a wide receiver who will pair up with Carson Wentz for 10 years and be an impact right away, who cares about that second or third round pick that you might have to give up?
I know.
Because how many times have we, as fans, watched the Eagles draft somebody in the second or third round and it didn't pan out?
Yes.
Sidney Jones was a second round pick. You try, and I get it. I understood the pick. You do the red shirt freshman year. But he didn't pan out. You still have him, but he didn't pan out.
What value. Give me a break.
Like Rasul Douglas. Okay, you draft him in the third round. He's had some moments, but is he more than a third round pick? No.
I remember arguing because I wanted Dalvin Cook, right?
Yes.
I went, this kid's stud, beast, the whole thing. And I remember arguing with the bro about, Sidney Jones got great value. First round grade. Yeah, the kid's soft. He can't play. All right? Kid plays in Pac-12. I mean, get the player that you know can translate. Instead of trying to be cute.
Right. I mean, every single draft pick is a risk from pick one to the final pick in round seven. Like, you get it. You know it. Like, it happens all the time. Something happens where a player doesn't pan out. We talk about busts all the time. But the higher you get up in the draft, statistically, I would think less of a chance that player is a bust. Like, you're not taking a risk on Henry Ruggs. You're not taking that much of a risk on CeeDee Lamb. The guy's got incredible raw talent. The only thing he really needs to work on is route running.
This kid is going to be Deshaun Jackson. I mean, that's what he's going to be.
Right, so are you really taking a risk on him?
That's my point. Here's a kid at Alabama, right? You can say what you want. Well, he was the number two receiver at Alabama. And because he's number two receiver, he got this like blah, 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 blah. First of all, the quarterback play wasn't spectacular. Like, Tua had a lot of issues. Right? This kid is a player, man. This kid is a stud. He's fast. He's great.
Yeah, it's crazy how, you know, people, you know, just people, random people, you and I, other people, callers, I don't want Henry Ruggs because he's the number two receiver. Well, you know what? If the Eagles don't take him in the first round, there are 29 other teams that are probably going to take him in the first round.
Yes.
Or let's say 5 to 10 that actually need wide receiver in the first round. He's going to go in the first round.
Yes.
So, okay, you don't want the Eagles to take him because he's the number two wide receiver. Well, you know what? There's another team that laughs at that. The Eagles themselves probably laugh at that point. Because he's a first-round talent, and he's going to go on day one.
You know what I hate? After picks 1 through 5, success rate has a 50%.
Okay, that's fine. Then draft somebody that's seventh-round talent.
That's what VG writes, right, on a text board. Right? That's what he writes. After picks 1 through 5, success rate is about 50%. You know why? Because you got dopes picking. You got dopes who want to be smart, everybody else. Pick the talented kid. That's why. Because you got dopes. And you know what? You got lemmings like VG and the bro who are following these nitwits. Look, trust your eyes. Trust your eyes. Look at the talent. Watch the flipping games. Watch the games. Watch the flipping players. See who's the dominant forces. We're talking the first round. Hey, man, after the first round, you know, things happen. You can get steals, and it's volatile. The first round should not have anywhere near the amount of volatility. Anywhere near it. There are guys that you should look at that pop when you watch them. Again, I know we're a pro city. I know we don't watch a ton of college football. I know now everybody crams and tries to look at, you know, quote unquote, the tapes, right? Where they go on YouTube and see a kid's highlight reel. If you watch the game, everything's relative in a game. When you need a guy to make a play, when you see a guy in a big game, when you watch him, you watch the fluidity of it. Henry Ruggs is a stud. CeeDee Lamb is a stud. Trust your eyes. Trust them. Jordan in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, George? What's happening, buddy?
Oh, I'm losing my mind today. I keep hearing people say, I'll wait for Justin Jefferson, that Antonio Gaudin kid from Liberty in the fourth round.
I know. I mean, stop. Stop.
If we Jefferson, don't get CeeDee Lamb, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Here's the thing, too, George. Again, look at Jefferson, right? I'm not telling you he can't be a good receiver in the league. I think he's got a shot to be a real good receiver in the league.
He's a fast receiver.
Thank you. He's best out of the slot.
I don't want a slot receiver.
Exactly. Thank you, Jordan. That goes back to...
I want DeAndre Hopkins. I want CeeDee Lamb. I'm tired of, you know...
Exactly.
People say you don't mortgage your future.
Or Ruggs,
think you're mortgaging, Ruggs. I'm CeeDee Lamb or bust at this point. Yeah. But, you know, people say you don't mortgage your future. I think you're mortgaging your future if you don't get Wentz a receiver. What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
I don't want to go 5 years where I'm looking at J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Greg Ward and whoever else. And, you know, I want a stud receiver. I want someone who can play day one. And, you know,
yes. If
pick 13 comes and San Fran moves it to somebody else that takes Slam, or if the Eagles had a chance and they didn't do it, I will lose my mind.
I know.
I don't care what it takes.
I think you got to give up before that. If you want land, you got to get out. You better do the trade.
Yeah,
with
I know. I know, but I think the Jets are going to take Jerry Jeudy. Or if they're smart, they take Mekhi Becton if he's there.
I think Becton goes earlier. We'll see.
I do, too. Yeah, but no, I want Lamb and anything else. I feel ridiculous saying I'll settle for Ruggs, but that's how much I want CeeDee Lamb.
Listen, I like Lamb a lot, too. All right? I do. And even though a couple callers made a couple good points yesterday, I think Lamb has tremendous upside. But I think the same thing about Ruggs, too. So
yeah,
listen, I would go Lamb, Ruggs. I mean, Judy, I think smooth, but I want those other two.
Yeah, I mean, Judy, it's weird that I'm so low on Judy, but I'm head over heels for CeeDee Lamb, and there's nothing that's going to change my mind.
You know, I love you. You know why I love you? Because I have identified who you like, and you are sticking to your, there is no, well, no, there's none of that. You're like, listen, I love this kid. This kid's going to be a stud. We got to go up and get him. And that's the mentality they should have. Because
yeah, no more playing games.
Exactly. That position is a glaring weakness. And think about this for a second, Jordan. If you got that position right, and you got, say, CeeDee Lamb, and CeeDee Lamb's a stud first year, how much does that help your defense?
It helps everything.
Right.
It
opens your offense up. Is that much better, and that offense that much better helps out your defense.
Yeah, it helps everything. It's simple. You know, it's 1 + 1 always equals 2.
Thank you.
It's CeeDee Lamb.
Thank you, brother. Jordan.
I appreciate it. Stay safe, guys.
Thanks, you too, brother. We will say our prayers tomorrow. We will say our prayers. Oh.
How you feeling?
I'm worried. I praying that Howie's feeling aggressive.
So I just want to alert the audience. I put up a poll on at 975 middays. It's very early, so we're not going to give the results yet.
Tell me about it coming up.
Okay.
All right.
But it's regarding the receivers.
All right. Tell me about it coming up. Oh, this is going to drive me nuts.
And we also have yesterday's 24-hour poll to discuss.
All right. And we got a couple open lines, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio hanging out with you. The Chunis hanging out. Let's get to back to the phone lines. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, guys. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
What's going on, Alex?
Like I just had to call in. Like, my head's about to explode. Like, I'm trying to take deep breaths. Like, I can't even breathe. Like, just listening to it, like, you know the people in the front office are going to make the wrong choice. So it's like, we can talk until we're blue in the face about the receiver we want, the receiver we should go get, and they're just not going to do it. I mean, do we have this conversation last year or this year if they take DK Metcalf?
I mean, this is what it has to be, though. This is a little different because you got one giant glaring need,
mm-hmm.
and you got you're within striking striking range, right?
Yeah, but imagine if they actually made the right pick last year.
Listen, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
So now we're just going to go through this whole thing again. We know the person we want, because I want CeeDee Lamb myself. I think he's going to be the best fit. But they're going to go. They're going to do whatever they're going to do in the first round, and then they're going to try to be the smart person and draft that so-called star receiver in the second round.
I'm hoping that's not the case.
I just want somebody in the front office that can do their job.
I hope that that's not the case. I mean, I hear you. I don't have the ammo to defend right now. I know that they were able to get up. Howie did a great job to get Wentz, right? That was the last brilliant move. They got the franchise, and I believe Wentz. I believe in the kid. I think it was masterful how they got him. Now you got to get him the weapon. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, to me, this is the last draft, right? Like, you got to get
the kid the weapon. Let him be the trade artist. Let him be the trade master that he is and get somebody in there that can evaluate talent the right way.
Well, again, it's that whole organization. Lori, I mean, you know. Who do you think's taking J.J. or Single Whiteside? I don't think that's a Howie pick.
God, yeah. I mean, imagine if we had DK Metcalf with Sanders, Wentz. Like, it wouldn't matter. Like, we could pick another running back, a good O-lineman, a great linebacker. I mean, there are so many other options we should have had on the table this year other than looking for another receiver.
I know, dude. I know, you know, it's frustrating. But here it is. There's two kids that fit you so perfectly.
Yes.
And you just got to get up and you got to make the trade.
I'm with you.
Right?
I'm with you 100%.
Dude, yep. Do we have a pact that we give him this draft?
I don't know.
My hand is outstretched. I want to shake your hand, give you a little slap on the back, and go, dude, this is it. One more draft. Let's be in. If they don't do it, we'll go crazy. I'll be with you.
All right, guys. It's nice talking to you.
You're the man, brother. Thanks. Be safe, Alex. Be safe. I don't blame him, Junis.
No, I don't blame him at all. And, you know, that's sort of what we talked about yesterday, that Howie Roseman and the front office confidence level. I mean, he opened his call with, I just know that they're going to make a mistake tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought, right? Like, to have that feeling going into a draft, just knowing that your team's going to screw up. And it's crazy because the Eagles are a successful team, right? Like, they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. They've been in the playoffs 3 years in a row. I know the draft history. I know it's not great, but they're a successful team. It's one thing to say, oh, I know David Gettleman is going to screw up because he's an idiot, right? Like, I totally understand that thought process, but it's sad for somebody to call in like Alex and go, I just know they're going to screw up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's a successful franchise in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Now he's hit. Howie has hit on free agents. Well, 3 years ago he did, and kind of did 2 years ago. But, the draft has been a struggle. It has been a struggle. He's hit on some picks. It's been a struggle. I don't have that feeling that I know they're going to screw up tomorrow. I don't have that feeling.
You don't?
No.
I don't have a feeling one way or another. Here's where I'm at. Hey. I'm going to give you this draft before I lose my mind. I mean, all due respect, you gave me Wentz. You gave me a couple picks. You flubbed on a couple, but the most important one was you got me Wentz.
Right.
All right? So I go, listen, you deserve this draft. You know, I wanted my Dalvin Cooks of the world. I didn't want the Sidney Joneses and everybody. I have my guys. All right. Here it is. Last chance. Yeah. Are you there too?
Yeah. I mean, I think if this doesn't work out, the seat is hot. I think it's warm right now, especially because of these Andre Dillard rumors and how he might not be all that good. I mean, I have to wait and see because, again, I thought he played pretty well in his limited time last year. So I have to see how Dillard pans out this season. If he turns out to be a bust, a first-round bust, now the seat is even more than warm. It's borderline hot. So if you screw up last year's first-round pick and this year's draft, Yeah, your seat's hot. Like you might be out of here soon, but I'm not there yet. I think they know the desperate positions that they need to attack at this draft, and that's why I still sort of hold out hope that I think they know what they have. I think they have a plan going into this, and it's not green goggles, because you've heard me say at length, I don't think they're a Super Bowl team this year, right? Like, I have them middle of the pack, and they make the playoffs, and maybe they lose in round one or lose in round two, but I just think that they have a good draft this year to sort of put them back in the right direction for the future for this team.
Yes. Yes, I feel you. All right, give me the polls. What are we looking like on the polls?
All right, so we'll start with yesterday's poll, which was the Howie Roseman confidence poll. It actually ended literally 2 minutes ago, so that went the 24-hour route. On a 0 to 10 scale, where's your confidence level with Howie Roseman and the front office for this week's draft? The majority of the vote was that 4 to 6 range, which was 48.5% of the vote. So right around like the... kind of like a 5. So 48.6 or 48.5% of the vote. The 7 to 8 scale was actually 33.2% of the vote, which finished second. 0 to 3 was 12.5%. And 9 to 10, so supreme confidence, got 5.8% of the vote, which actually went up compared to yesterday. Yesterday was in the 2s.
One more time. I got Mossimo running in here with cagoots.
I hear dogs.
You heard that?
Yeah, that's all right.
Moss, get out.
So the four, one more time.
I love you, Dad.
The 4 to 6 range was 48.5% of the vote. The 7 to 8 range was 33.2% of the vote, which I think is actually pretty high.
Right.
0 to 3 is 12.5% of the vote. That's where Alex from Bristol was. And the 9 to 10 supreme confidence was 5.8%. So nobody's sky high. Not that many people 0 to 3, but a little bit more than sky high. Sort of that middle range is where the majority of the people are at. And I think that's fair. Because okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.